20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. It's still causing havoc. The Christmas storm of 2022 continues to impact many parts of the nation. In hard-hit Buffalo, Erie County Executive Mark Polengars.
Snow, unfortunately, is still dropping in the city and the north towns from 4 a.m. today through 1 p.m. tomorrow. Up to 8 to 12 inches is expected in the most persistent band area. This is not helpful as we're trying to recover and clear off streets and get into areas that still have not had a plow.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has spoken with White House officials.
I spoke to the chief of staff, to President Biden on Christmas Day. They said they'll have almost an immediate turnaround for us, which I'm grateful for their interest in helping all of us.
The death toll in Western New York has now reached at least 27. CBS's Christian Benavides reports on how other parts of the nation are dealing with the winter storm.
The frigid temperatures caused major disruptions across the South. Burst water pipes brought a wet Christmas for Georgia repair crews and led to a boil water advisory in parts of Mississippi.
Can't cook, we can't wash our dishes.
The weather is causing major trouble at airports nationwide. Thousands of flights have been either canceled or delayed Monday morning, according to FlightAware.
I understand everybody's frustrated. We can't control the weather.
That's in addition to the more than 9,000 flights that were canceled or delayed on Christmas Day.
And many more flights have been canceled today. Investigators are looking into attacks at three power stations in Pierce County, Washington. It left thousands of homes without light and heat on Christmas Day. Darian Moss Jr. is a sergeant with the County Sheriff's Department.
We are aware of other incidents that occurred in Oregon and Southern Washington, as well as the incidents from North Carolina earlier this winter time.
The attacks could be linked to right-wing extremist groups. The White House is responding to busloads of migrants being left outside Vice President Harris's home this past weekend. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The White House called it a politically motivated stunt. Recently, President Biden said these tactics were un-American, reckless, and simply wrong. The three buses filled with migrant families came from Texas, but it's still unclear who sent them to Washington this time around. Temps were in the teens when the asylum seekers, many with young children, were left outside in the record-setting cold on Christmas Eve. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Might there be some hope for a peace deal in Ukraine? Today, that country's foreign minister said his government is aiming to have a peace summit by the end of February. He would like the gathering to take place at the UN in New York. The stock markets are closed today. They will reopen tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area will open on Monday, December 26th for the second session time, which is 1 to 4 p.m. Starting Tuesday, December 27th through Sunday, January 1st, the recreation area will be open during normal hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The NEPCO Ski Trail is packed and tracks are set. The trail is in fair condition with a 3-inch base. Powers Bluff Multi-Use Trail is packed and in fair condition with a 4-inch base. Powers Bluff Single Track Trail has been packed, except for the hill climb segment, which will not be packed in the winter months. The Richfield 360 Multi-Use Trail remains closed until further notice because of the branches and trees that fell during the last snowstorm. Visit the Wood County website, Facebook, and Instagram pages, or Travel Wisconsin for updated opening and closing information, and happy holidays. Thank you for listening to Civic Media on air or online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcast at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 17 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 1 below. Highs around 20 tomorrow. Much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware. The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome on this Monday afternoon. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. How you doing?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right.
Man, you're like Superman flying around this
Some things are going on, man. I'm pressing buttons. I'm taking names. Like, what's the name? Oh, that's what I'm doing. Okay, good, 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 good.
Folks, welcome to the big show here on this Monday afternoon. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Brian's holding down the fort in the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, and a slew of other Civic Media stations around the state. Lake Air up in Amory, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, radio from the center in Richland Center, WRCE, and Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, WISS 1100 AM. If you want to join the show, share a tangent with us on this Monday, you can give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789, as our friend who follows us, Matt Flynn, likes to say. Those phone lines are open all hour long, folks, because, Brian, we kind of got some news coming out of Washington, D.C. this afternoon. And
did something happen? Did something happen live?
Well, I'm curious to know if it's going to, you know, make a difference or not, because...
It all matters, Luke.
As we've learned over the last 6 years, consequences hard to actually have those for Donald Trump.
As we know in America, it all depends on how much you make.
I don't think he makes all that much money. I think it all depends on how much you say you make.
Or perceived worth.
Yes.
Perceived value.
Yes, the value that you may have... you know, created, perceived value that you have created with the guise of reality television.
Yeah, let's make an apolitical observation here. Let's say the star quarterback of something, of a, you know, franchise or whatever, let's say tried to force himself or, you know, solicit sex from a bunch of massage therapists, things like that. You know, the star quarterback does that, and you suspend him, and then he can play again, and it's totally cool, and he wins a big game, and it doesn't matter. It's totally fine. He served his punishment, right? 8 games is enough. He still gets paid. It's totally fine. But if the punter did that, that guy would be, you know, completely wrecked or maybe even in jail because he doesn't have money to settle with. You see? You see how it works?
I got a football tangent for you later, but I got to ask what those New England Patriots were doing on that final play. But that's for another segment,
Chandler
folks.
Jones, former Patriot. Go Chandler Jones!
But yes, Brian, it's hard to see if whether or not these, at least from my perspective, I don't know if what happened today is going to make all that big of a difference. But folks, if you're just tuning in, the news earlier, the House Select Committee, U.S. House Select Committee on January 6th met for what is perceived to be its final time. Congress, this congressional session ramping up at the end of the year, and the committee went forward voting on charges for criminal recommendations, not only for Donald Trump and John Eastman, but for a couple other Trump associates for the role they played in creating the big lie and fomenting an insurrection on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. And so, curious to know, for those out in the listening audience, do you agree with me? Do you believe that this is going to have little difference on what actually comes of consequences for the former president, Donald Trump? Because, Brian, I don't know if today's... I appreciate the very succinct and summarized nature of the committee's report.
I wish they were continuing to go right now, but that's just me.
I would have preferred a nice 3-hour performance would have been great from Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson.
There's just a lot of detail to get through.
There is, and I thought they could have went on further, but not the case. They wrapped it up. They shared different portions of the report throughout the roughly hour and 15 minutes that the committee held this public hearing for today.
My favorite was that they actually cared about his legacy. Like, it mattered.
Hope Hicks coming in since the last public hearing, sharing more details. But yeah, it was a little interesting. Kind of in that column, Brian, of better late than never, I guess. I don't know what to say about that Hope Hicks one, but her testimony was kind of flat, but just confirmed a lot of the other testimony that we had been hearing if you had been following along with the previous public hearings for the House Select Committee on January 6th. But Brian, we got these summaries. We learned of what was already put out there, and the committee decided to take the vote again after not hearing back from previous subpoenas to move forward with... They had enough evidence, they believe, to recommend criminal charges for the former president and for John Eastman, who is the kind of Wizard of Oz in a lot of this, Brian. The fake elector scheme, the fact that these insurrectionists showed up at the Capitol together in the thousands on January 6th did not happen just accidentally. It wasn't just a coincidence that all of these Trump supporters showed up on January 6th. There was a coordinated effort to say that there was fraud in the 2020 election and foment that anger for individuals to come and commit insurrection against the United States. And so several different criminal charges recommended from the House Select Committee, Brian. Any of them jump out to you to be the most surprising, or were you kind of in the same boat as me as well, not thinking there's going to be much that comes from this?
I don't think there's much that comes of this, but they actually have now a concrete thing to go after. They can say, DOJ, do this. This is what you should be doing. This is what you should be looking at. And hopefully hopefully Merrick Garland is on top of this already. And I hope that all the things that we're worried about with Merrick Garland and being too timid to do this, or maybe the special prosecutor is doing it, all of this is to do it above board completely and as much above board as possible. And it's the perception of things matters just as much as the actual prosecution does. So if they're going to be a little bit over redundant and a little bit over, symbolic and maybe write some things down, then good for them.
And it will most likely go to the special counsel that was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland, and that being Jack Smith. It was a month ago yesterday that Smith was appointed to the special counsel position by AG Garland to oversee several different investigations into the former president. And so this special counsel, I have a feeling, will be the one that receives these recommendations from the House Select Committee for January 6th. But this is reading from a piece over at CNN talking about the summary that was given and the recommendations that came out of the entire 18-month investigation into what happened and what led to January 6th. And there was thousands of reports. So the committee thinks that Trump and others committed crimes, and it's referring them to the DOJ. The House committee lays out a number of criminal statutes it believes were violated in the plots to stave off Trump's defeat, and says there's evidence for criminal referrals to the Justice Department for Trump, Trump attorney John Eastman, and others. The other interesting fact, Brian, that came out of today's public hearing, four members of Congress also being referred to the Ethics Committee in Congress for the roles that they played leading up to January 6th.
I can tell you one of them is Jim Jordan, and he's not going to give you anything because he's really good at looking the other way.
That's an understatement. Only four members of Congress. Are you a little surprised by that? We learned last week that there were 35 members of Congress texting with former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows about the insurrection leading up to January 6th. So 35 members had been texting Meadows about it, but only four members being referred for ethics violations by the House Select Committee on January 6th.
I think those are the main four, honestly. The rest of them, I don't necessarily know, had much power, much sway, or anything that really had to do with it. I think those are the main people that... I think they got the right folks. I mean, you
really?
Can go after other ones, but I think they
They didn't have any senators on that list, Brian. Do you think they just avoided the Senate? There's one, at least, insurrection-adjacent senator that just got a six-year term, so...
I don't know that you're going to get much out of him, though.
It's a non-story, Brian. It's a non-story.
You're just going to prove over and over again that he doesn't know what he's doing with and his staff, and he doesn't really have much control over them.
Well, the four members of Congress referred for ethics violations, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Rep. Jim Jordan, as you already referred to, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, and Andy Biggs of Arizona are the four members of the House of Representatives, Republicans in the House of Representatives, being referred for ethics violations after today's hearing. Interestingly enough, I believe it was Perry that was communicating with the chief of staff of Ron Johnson's office to try to get the senator from Wisconsin, the senior senator from Wisconsin, to hand deliver fraudulent ballots for the states of Michigan and Wisconsin on January 6th. The chief of staff from the then vice president, Mike Pence, saying, no, we don't want those. So please do not deliver those. Ron Johnson downplaying it since it came to light from a previous January 6th Select Committee public hearing that he had texted, a chief of staff of his had texted back and forth with the chief of staff of the former vice president. And so I think that there's still work to be done. Liz Cheney said today, Brian, that this is still just the onset of the work that needs to be done by members of Congress. The House of Representatives is going to change hands next month. It is not going to be the House of Representatives that continues this investigation, because all likely it's going to be Kevin McCarthy that's going to get to choose the upcoming committees. And so, yes, the report is about to be made public. That was another portion of today's public hearing, and the vote, all of the findings that can be released to the public will be released to the public, according to the House Select Committee Chair Benny Thompson. And so that vote took place as well. And it's going to be interesting, Brian, because we definitely have to continue to have the conversation about the role the fraudulent electors played in the insurrection. And here in Wisconsin, we had some of those folks front and center. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Just getting started on this Monday afternoon, 844-967-2789.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember three-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening to this fine program across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing here at Civic Media, go to civicmedia.us. That is our website, civicmedia.us. Not .com, not .org, .us. You can learn more about this fine show, as well as the other excellent programming we are putting out across the network. You can see where the stations are popping up around the state, and you can sign up to learn more about where the next station may be popping up nearby soon. Brian, you can also download the Civic Media app, folks. Don't want to forget to mention that. The Civic Media app, you can take us with you on the go, wherever you are, 24/7, streaming the variety of stations we have. Civic Media, search it in the App Store. You'll be able to download that app for your smart devices. But it's going to be interesting, BK, if any of the criminal recommendations come down from today's vote on the House Select Committee for January 6th, if ramifications are going to be seen.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, look. Bush pardoned a bunch of people in Reagan's administration. Bill Barr was part of that whole thing with the Iran-Contra thing. The people should have gone.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cities across Ukraine have been hit by Russian missile attacks in recent days, knocking out power and water. But the retaken city of Kherson in the south has been taking particularly heavy punishment. Karen Shamas has the story.
The sound of shelling thunders across the Kherson skyline. Ukrainian troops on the front line launch reconnaissance drones to determine the enemy's positions before firing. Kurt, a commander for a military unit, told the AP that Russian soldiers had taken up positions on the left bank of the Dnipro River. While the goal for Ukraine is to push the Russians further back, crossing the Dnipro River has become tricky as both sides have destroyed surrounding bridges. A day earlier, at least five people died in the city from Russian shelling. Nevertheless, the mood in Kherson remains defiant and resolute, as Kherson resident Valentina Pedina tells the AP, Putin wanted to take Kherson. Never. We will die here, but we will not give it to him. I'm Karen Chamas.
Investigators say the gunman who killed six people at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night bought the gun just hours before opening fire on co-workers. He also left a note listing grievances. Meanwhile, the mass shooting at a popular gay club last weekend has Colorado Springs looking inward.
I think a lot of people, including myself, might have ascribed to the notion that we were going to age out of hate.
State Representative Leslie Harrod is the first openly LGBTQ and black person elected to Colorado's General Assembly.
It's not going to just go away. In fact, it's being bred in our communities and it's been lifted up. So we have to actively change that.
European Union data shows Twitter took longer to review hateful content and removed less of it in 2022 than last year. Meantime, Elon Musk says Twitter will try to relaunch its premium service next week. The last attempt was flooded with imposter accounts. This is AP News.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fun fact. I saw the Mighty Mighty Bosstones live several times at the Horde Festival. The old H-O-R-D-E Horde Festival. I think that might have been earlier. Let's say before things were happening in the... it was a while back. It was a while back. I saw the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. I'm a fan of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Did you know...
You came in too early then. I wanted that horn line to keep going, man. I was ready to revel in
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's a very exciting... Yeah, they have a really awesome horn section as well, as most ska bands do. Mighty Mighty Bosstones, they have a bunch of, like, a lot of them wear suits and everything. Mm-hmm. They have a guy in their band who doesn't play any instruments. He just sings. That's his thing.
Yeah.
He just sings. Or I'm not sings. He dances. He just dances. All he does is dance the whole time. Like, the whole show, he dances. I'm sorry. I'm doing, like, five things at once, but I can tell
folks, Brian is like the
a guy who just...
Yes, Brian is the air traffic control guy that's like making sure that all of the different planes are taking off and landing correctly right now as he's...
I can make a pterodactyl, I can make a brooch, I can make, you know...
I know all of those different things.
Luke is getting larger.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. Welcome back on this Monday afternoon. You're listening across Civic Media in Madison. We're broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios for Devil Radio. Brian's holding down the fort for the Shaw and Waukesha, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, locally grown radio in Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
Not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Give the gift of good health this holiday season. Blood supplies remain very low and donations slow down during the holiday months. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is holding a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids on January 17th and the 23rd. Plan ahead and make an appointment on one of these days and help save lives this holiday season. Blood drives are held in the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. On January 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and January 23rd from 2 to 7 p.m. You can call 866-566-5900 to make an appointment or just walk in. Have a happy and healthy holiday season. Thank you for listening to Civic Media on air or online. We are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 17 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 1 below. Highs around 20 tomorrow. Much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
Evidence that he's guilty as well. Like, he did this badly. Yeah, not
we,
good.
We saw him do it, and we've saw. Oh, and you've been right. Paying attention to all the hearings. They've really nicely outlined the role that the president played. We got one
allegedly.
More clip. Let's play it for the people, Evan.
The president has an affirmative and primary constitutional duty to act to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Nothing could be a greater betrayal of this duty than to assist in insurrection against the constitutional order.
You know who they were trying to faithfully execute is a guy named Pence.
Not their duty, that's for sure. Not that day.
Yeah.
There was somebody's duty on the walls of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office.
Again, are you guys proud? Like, this is like the best you guys, like, this is like the super people, like, they were super patriots. These are the guys who were like, yeah, yeah. These are the guys that you were like, let's go at the rallies. And they're like, and you're like, oh, they're just having fun. And they're just, those T-shirts that say lock her up.
Where's the harm in the thing?
And it's totally fine.
Yeah. Why not just humor the guy for a couple of weeks? What's the worst that could happen?
These are your friends. If you're a Trump supporter, or if you've ever been Trump supportive, these are your friends. Congratulations.
Yeah. So
are you proud?
The referrals coming out of today's January 6th committee hearing go after the top. Go after those that orchestrated the plot. That laid the groundwork for what led to the violence on January 6th, Brian. But we're still waiting to hear about what's going to happen to the, not necessarily foot soldiers, because these weren't the people that went and participated in the violence on January 6th, but they were the behind-the-scenes players. They were higher-up officials in the state party here in Wisconsin and in parties, Republican parties around the country. Wisconsin was not the only state that attempted to send fraudulent electors to disrupt this process.
Now listen, I would maybe even give them a little bit of a pass or a little bit of a, okay, I can understand that. If they had been presented any actual evidence of fraud, if they had been presented any sort of like, hey, just so you know, all these have been changed and here's the evidence that says that. But none of them got that.
None of that exists.
This is a chance to seize power. It wasn't about anything concrete. And that's what they completely outlined today over and over and over again, is that they knew that they lost and they were attempting to seize power to the point where he knew exactly how many votes he needed to get. And he just came down. All right, people, you know, all I need is 11,000 some odd votes specifically.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't just saying that to people. He was saying that to the governor and the secretary of state of Georgia. He was pressuring them.
That in and of itself is wrong. But it there's no plausible deniability here is my point. They knew that they had lost and they were saying the contrary otherwise. Over and over and over again, they pointed out that they did not have any evidence, and all the evidence they had was not true. Rudy Giuliani, he was, you know, you're talking about a mob situation, the mob type of thing. Rudy Giuliani took down major mob lords, and that's how he made his name. That's how he became the New York's mayor and USA's mayor.
America's mayor.
9/11,
yeah.
America's mayor, whatever. Who the heck cares? Whatever that happened, he's long since erased that with laying down in a bed and flopping over and being a wino and basically advising, hey, you know what? You can overturn the will of the United States as long as you decide to. Why? Because I feel like you can. Well, because I think that you can.
On today's topic of accountability, it will be interesting to see if there's accountability for the 10 fraudulent electors that played a role in this scheme here in the state of Wisconsin. Again, not unique. There were fraudulent electors for Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I believe others as well. But here in Wisconsin, we've got a report out from the Wisconsin Examiner, and this piece written up by Henry Redmond. Report argues for criminal charges against Wisconsin's fraudulent electors. This dropping earlier today. A report.
Josh Call, you were reelected. Do it.
Well, and Josh Call had an interesting interview on NBC 15 over the weekend saying that essentially the federal government, he can't comment on any potential investigation. And if there isn't, say, federal charges, the state would then try to move forward in the absence of a federal investigation. So it sounds like this is getting investigated, but again, we're not necessarily privy to that information, Brian. And I understand the process.
Lucy holding the football.
I really hope it's not Lucy either.
And I hope if Lucy does hold the football, it's not Scott Norwood too. I mean, come on, people. We can't double doink this one.
A report published last week by online democracy protection outlet Just Security makes the case that 10 Wisconsin Republicans who cast false Electoral College votes for former President Donald Trump in 2020 can and should be charged with felonies. The report argues that the false electors possibly violated a number of state laws and in doing so committed crimes that carry penalties up to 15 years imprisonment. In the weeks after, and this is, starts to detail the scheme that the fraudulent electors tried to form to lay the groundwork for the electoral votes to be cast into doubt and throw it to Congress. The House of Representatives then gets one vote per state. There were enough Republican states to choose and reinstate former President Donald Trump. That was the whole scheme that Eastman put out there. And so this new report is basically saying that the state law, this is kind of putting it on a T for Josh Colbrine. It's very essentially what you said. There are state laws that were broken. And there's state laws that could be held account, like used to be, hold these individuals accountable.
And it's not like, but we don't know who they are or they did. Like,
no, they signed their names and they sent these documents to the Library of Congress.
We also have video evidence of them walking into the building. Because why? Because we also within the same couple of weeks, the devil's advocates and myself also got a violation for a locked door entry. And guess who walked into a locked door at the same time? Because the Capitol was on lockdown. They did.
Well, Brian, did you get an armed escort to the Capitol that day? Because that's what these fraudulent electors, they met in an undisclosed location, had armed security with them to take them to the Capitol the same exact time that the actual 10 electoral votes for President Joe Biden were being cast, just to try to say that they did it in accordance with the law, even though it was false. It was a fraud.
And this isn't because, hey, I found actual evidence of fraud and we need to do this to save the Republic type of thing. This was, we have an opportunity to seize power here and let's do it. That's what that was.
Yeah, the former guy wants to be able to keep his immunity going as president because that's the whole basis of it. He doesn't want to be held accountable for any of the crimes he's committed, so he committed more crimes.
For a collection of the most selfish people on Earth and in this entire United States of capitalism, for the most selfish of the selfish are part of the Trump administration. They've actually surprisingly held together relatively well under the circumstances because, they're probably going to be held accountable if they don't.
It's a hell of a racket. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your calls. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
That's the impression that I get.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You don't
know my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 5 above tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 23 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 20. Turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
voted for criminal referrals for Trump, John Eastman, and others involved in the racket that was the big lie and that led to the violence and insurrection on January 6th. And one of the important things I think the committee outlined today, Brian, is that if found guilty of insurrection, the individuals should not be able to ever hold office at federal or state level.
Yeah, they made a big point
level.
About that.
They did.
Yeah.
And again, a little reason why I'm disappointed that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson did not get referred for, you know, ethics questions for the role that he played attempting to deliver fraudulent electors on January 6th for the states of Michigan and Wisconsin. Not that it makes ultimately all that big of a difference, but he just got reelected to a 6-year term, Brian, and I feel like he participated in the insurrection, and maybe that should be taken and looked into a little bit.
Maybe he might not want to. Maybe we have a special election in a year or so.
It could happen. I'm not going to get my hopes up. We still got a lot of things to keep an eye on between now and then. Speaking of which, we're going to be joined by Judge Everett Mitchell tomorrow on the show for Dueling Tangents. Brian's just learning about this. I got that booking taken care of. So Brian's finding out in real time as well. Everett Mitchell going to be coming on the show to talk about his campaign for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Going to be joining Dueling Tangents tomorrow at 2:30. So you're going to want to tune in for that, because we do have absence of the special election that we could dream about if accountability was actually had for Senator Ron Johnson. Wisconsin voters are going to go to the polls next spring, in February, February 21st and April 4th. February is the primary for the state Supreme Court, and the general will be April 4th. And so a lot to pay attention in that race. We're going to be joined by Everett Mitchell tomorrow on The Big Show, 2:30. PM, you're going to want to tune in, and it's going to be an excellent interview. But Brian, getting back to the Henry Redmond piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about the report that shows there is a case to be had for fraudulent electors to be held accountable here in the state of Wisconsin. The report states that the false electors knew of the court's decision and knew that this was the end of the line for Trump's efforts to change the results. Something, again, the House Select Committee touched on today. Trump knew that there was no legal basis for the claims he was making. Because there was no longer a possibility of Trump being declared the winner in Wisconsin, the report states the electors' actions possibly constituted forgery, falsely assuming to act as a public officer, misconduct in public office, simulating legal process, as well as conspiracy and party to a crime. Quote, by that point, the Trump team had exhausted all available legal mechanisms for challenging the outcome within the state judicial system, including the Wisconsin Supreme Court, states the report written by Gretchen Knott, the research director of a Washington, D.C.-based voting rights law firm, and Shan Wu, a former federal prosecutor. Continuing on, Wisconsin voters and courts alike had definitively spoken in favor of the Biden electors, yet the 10 would-be Trump electors persisted in gathering and submitting their own votes, thereby
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
One of those kind of schoolyard, hectic, crazy plays.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, it was one hell of a World Cup.
My point is that I live in the same reality. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I know they're not as great.
And as far as your claim that there was no World Cup final then, please point out one example of two greats like Mbappe and Messi going head to head and getting the ultimate outcome that was the World Cup finale yesterday. Because
I was watching a different live sporting event. I was at the event, so I didn't get to watch it. And I was I'm kind of upset because I've been wanting to watch it, but I also like I love the game. I really do love the game because I the two things I don't like about it. A two-goal lead seems insurmountable.
But it wasn't. Mbappe scored twice in 90 seconds.
I know, which is why that game was so huge.
It was amazing.
And it was largely the events that led up to the goals and how the goals were scored because one team was in a defensive mode and the other team was in an offensive mode.
And it happened
just blam, blam, blam. It was momentum. All that stuff. And for me, it all gets thrown out the window when you go to penalty kicks. Because for me, at the highest level of everything, play until you fall over. That's just me. That's my thing.
Oh, I'm telling you, after 120 minutes, some of those guys. Hockey can lead to PKs. You go
not in the Stanley Cup. They go as many overtimes as it takes until the next penalty.
Really?
They go 5, 6, 7, 8 overtimes. I've been up till 3 in the morning before, man. Oh, it's awesome. Anyway, next thing you got to do is the next thing on the same exact level as the World Cup is the World Baseball Classic, which is coming up, guys. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of the World Baseball Classic.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We appreciate you tuning in for today's special event coverage of the House Select Committee on January 6th. Final public hearing. We got Matt Flynn Direct coming up next, so stay tuned. Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Everett Mitchell, Judge Everett Mitchell, joining the show at 2:30 tomorrow. Be sure to tune in. Talk to you then.
Congratulations to all those who have been referred for criminal activity. Congratulations.
You did it!
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.